as you head into Minnesota, now this too gamely, but you know that they're going to have some sort of response, I think, and a strong home team. What does your group need to be cognizant of going into Game 3?
Well, it's true. They're the next best home team in the National Hockey League, so they're going to get into their comfort zone real good. It's a loud building. What we need to do is handle it. We need to. Our game won't change the things that we want to accomplish on the ice, but it's going to feel different on the bench, you know, in that building. The puck crosses the blue line, and the crowd's expecting a chance, and just has to get near the net, and they get pretty excited. So it's all part of the learning process for the new guys, and the veteran guys who've had that experience before can help out.
Any update on Matthew Perreault?
It's not on game day, Sarah.
That's why I asked him.
There's no lineup decisions today.
Paul, lots of game time decisions.
Awesome.
On the topic of your young guys, not only does it seem that they're playing with lots of nerve out there, but they're actually contributing. Line A, Ehlers, yep. Hellebuck, I mean, Rossovic. What have you seen from your young guys, how they've handled the first
game? Continuation of the regular season, right? They were really important players for us. All year. They've handled the emotion of it very well. I think I haven't seen a difference between the young players and the old players in our game. I think we probably both teams a little tight in game one early, and you couldn't tell by the numbers or names on the back how many games they had in. So I think they've handled it quite well.
Does that surprise you at all? Because hockey's filled with guys who, when it comes to the biggest stage, maybe they freeze up a little bit.
I think what young players have done, these guys have done, is they hang on to the game that they've played. So I think they just come into the rink, and sometimes the young guys don't get caught up in the moment. They all feel they'll be got 20 more years of it, so why bother, right? They've looked comfortable.
Paul, with the emotion so high in the playoffs, what's been your read on your team's discipline?
Well, it's been really good. I think you're watching for sticks more than anything else, and that's not a carelessness. It's a sometimes over-exuberance. And we've been good with our sticks. You know, there's a tripping penalty and some roughing penalties that both teams have had that's pretty standard right now. But good. We watch for the sticks more than anything else. We've been good there.
Paul, I have to ask if Matt Hendricks is close to being one of the game-time decisions.
Well, they're all game-time decisions. Every single one of them. They're all very, very close to being game time decisions, but he's on the ice skating and he looks good.
And same with Toby?
I'm sorry?
Toby's.
He's not skating today, but we're only putting two or three guys on the ice because of the snowstorm. We got to get out of here a little bit earlier, so we got a real thin crew going out. And
he'll travel with the team.
Well, do you like how active your blue line has been in these first two games, making plays, jumping into plays?
Yeah, that's part of how we play. We were much better last night at also cutting plays off. So we will, you know, we remember the Tyler Myers goal, but we also had some plays that were tight up top, forwards and defense, that we were really quick to cut it off and make a safe play. A smart play is a better word, because we encourage them. And we do have a five-man offensive zone game that we like to play, but there's some responsibility there. I thought we were on the right side of those decisions.
You mentioned Minnesota's home record being very good.
I guess
during
second,
this season,
correct, yeah.
Is there anything you can pinpoint that they do differently?
No more than, you know, I got the question, how come we score so much at home and not so much on the road? We're just really good at home, so are they.
Paul, a lot of people have talked about getting to the middle of the ice. You can't get to the middle of the ice without peeling the puck off the boards. How good has your team been along the wall in the first two games?
Good along the walls. We've handled that well, and if we haven't been, we've had real nice support there. That if both teams are good at, you know, they'll pinch their D, they'll get strong on the wall. They've got good hunt backs to